You know, I want to just thank the Lord for all that He's doing when my life was changed. He's opened up my eyes to see the powers and the principalities and the darkness and the wickedness. And they're ever increasing. Before I go into the message, I want the world, and we're on, right, Jim? All right, good. I want the world to understand that we are encamped around another world. And you need eyes to see this world and ears to hear this world and to be able to walk in this world. And I want to bring up Rachel for a moment because she's going to give us some reports, because we know that the world is now starting to connect. And God is allowing this message, this awareness to be brought up, brought out to the world. And I'm very grateful for you all logging on around the world. And our numbers have been dramatically growing since April. And it's only God that is doing what He's doing, truly. And you may look around here in this building, and you might say to yourself, there's a handful. But we have a tremendous amount of followers that are following this work, this service. And as Shelley gave her testimony about being delivered and coming into the place of getting hold of the strong man that is in our lives and plundering the strong man, that gift is here. And that gift will set you free. So I'm going to pass it over to Rachel, and she's going to give you the stats to encourage you to continue to log on.
Good morning. I want to start with a little bit of explanation of things. In the world is the internet. There are approximately 3 billion people who log on to the internet. That's a lot, 3 billion. But around the world, only 40% of the population actually uses the internet. So there's 3 billion users, but that's only 40% of the world's population. So putting things into perspective, we have less than half of the pizza of the world who actually use the internet. Small portion. Okay. And in the United States, they're not even the largest users of the internet. China is the largest users of the internet. Okay? So keeping things in perspective, we're looking at a whole pizza. Less than half of the pizza uses the internet, and less than half of that are the two largest countries who use the internet, the United States and China. Okay, so we're talking about a slice, one slice of pizza. That's the majority of the people who use the internet around the whole earth. Okay, small portions. And when you use the internet, everyone who logs in, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day, doesn't matter, you're given an address. You're identified uniquely by something called an Internet Protocol address, an IP address. You can go find out your own IP address. There's a website. Surprise. It's www.whatsmyip.org. Okay, so if you want to know who you are on the world, on the internet, go look it up. It's going to be something like 50.1.200.something. It's always going to be four numbers, and they're always going to be separated by a dot. That's how we know who you are. That's how you know who you are. It's like the address when the mailman comes to your door. Everybody has a unique thing, okay? But if lots of people are in one place, like we're all here in the Glory Barn, we're all going to be sharing our IP address. So even though there's only one IP address, the room was full of people, we're all using that same IP address. We're all in the same address, physical space. Okay, so remember though, we only have a small piece of pizza, of a whole pizza, one slice. That's the majority of the people using what we're offering. We're a worldwide ministry. We're going out to the whole world. Everywhere that there's internet, less than half of a pizza can get to us. That's a lot of people, 3 billion people. How many people on the planet? More than that, 7 or 8 billion, something like that. So small portions, okay. That being said, this fabulous new report that I got to pull tells me where we are on that slice of pizza to the whole world. And we're reaching a lot more people than I thought, which is the thing, because if you figure that the largest church in the world is that horrible Catholic church, people who have all these horrible rules, and then there's the other organizations like Judaism, and they're pretty big, and then there's all the flavors that go with it, you figure they're gonna get the larger portion of that slice of pizza. But I'm pretty sure, looking at the way things are going, we're getting another big portion of that single slice of pizza. When I looked up our total user count since we went brand new on our new environment that we call the new version of Glory to the Nations, we are now reaching 1,127 of the individual people on the internet have found us. That's a pretty big piece of just a slice of the whole pizza that is the whole world. That's a really big portion. Gotta be careful what we say. 1,100 people are listening to us. Could you imagine if we had 1,100 people sitting in this room? I'd kind of feel crowded. That would be claustrophobic to me. But that's okay, because we reach them through the internet. I love all these people, but I don't really hear from these people. We give a message. We all offer our piece of the world. Pastor gives us wonderful words of wisdom that come from God. And I've only heard from maybe two. 1,100 people out there in the universe listening to the internet, to us. We have this new thing on our website. You can contact us directly. There's a form. You can ask for a healing. You can ask for a spiritual reading. You can just send your prayers. You don't have to have any specific reason. You just want to say hi. Drop us a line. I read every email that comes through every time without fail. Even if you just type garbage because it just comes up that way and you feel like saying, okay, well, XYZ, PDQ, blah, blah, blah. I'll read that. No matter what you send, I will read it. 1,127 people. Every single one of those people did something to get to us. I know how they got there because web browsers went and found them and they found us. I can see that we're still averaging somewhere around 10 to 15 new people every day. So our 1,127 is growing daily, because I pulled this report yesterday morning around this time, and from yesterday morning to today, about 10 minutes ago, we had 19 more. So 1,127 plus 19 is more. And that's the thing. More keep coming. Unique new people keep going out into the world and find glorytothenations.org. The interesting part, when I'm looking through all this information, and I'm gonna get to the whole list of countries, by the way, I counted them. And when I ran this report yesterday, there were 63 total countries. Now, wait, I'm gonna put that in perspective, okay? There are 195 recognized countries, individual countries on the planet Earth. 195 unique countries regardless of whether or not they're members of the United Nations, they are recognized countries. Think about the Olympics and how long that summer parade when the flags of the nations come in. There are 195. We've reached 63. That's roughly one-fourth of the countries on this planet. 63 out of 195 is roughly one-fourth of the countries of the world have found us. I said roughly. That's a large portion.
It's closer to one-third.
It's closer to one-third, 63? Okay, I'm going to read off this country list. Bear with me. It's very long. Okay, 63. United States. Obviously, we're in the United States. We're located in the United States. I would expect that we reach us. We're important people. Okay. Now, some of these countries have not shown up on the list previously, but because this is a special report, they show up now. But the Russian Federation is still the number two country on our list, and Great Britain is the number three, followed by the Ukraine. I'm going to stop there for a moment. This was pulled yesterday, and the Ukraine has already popped up today over the Russian Federation. They're hungry. They didn't pause. They didn't wait. They came right back. And remember what I talked about, the number of users in the world? And I said that the U.S. was followed second by China. Well, China's number five on our list of countries who come to visit us. So out of the whole world, I wish I could speak Chinese. I wish I could speak Russian. And by the way, people in China, people in Russia, if you are listening to our messages and someone is translating our English for you beyond the text on our website, please send me a message because I would love to talk to you about talking and converting and translating all of the oral messages into something of your own country so that your people can listen to them. Going down further, we have Brazil, France, Slovak Republic, Estonia, South Korea, Canada, India, Moldova, Italy, European country, by the way, that is an actual country, Malaysia, Netherlands, Germany, Egypt, Lithuania, Mexico, Romania, Portugal, Vietnam, Philippines, Finland, Switzerland, Israel, Spain, Indonesia, Nigeria, Luxembourg.
Let me interrupt for a moment.
Short.
And then she's going to get back to talking about the nations. This is happening. This is exploding. Viral. We're coming viral. Okay. Now, those that are listening, we have an investor that is ready to invest and translate all this into languages. He's willing to put up the money to have the program that we need to translate all this into their languages. Everything that we're speaking in English, he's willing to invest in the program to translate into your languages. What I'm asking around the world is if there is anyone out there that knows the program or can help us, lead us and guide us in that direction, please reach out to us because we do have the investor to make it happen. So please, we're asking.
Okay. Continuing. We have Luxembourg, Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, Kenya, Bulgaria, Sweden, Kazakhstan, Thailand, Japan, Chile, Australia, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Tunisia, Ecuador, Georgia, Malta, South Africa, by the way, that's probably Johan, Peru, Bosnia, Herzegovina, I'm sorry I butcher your country's name, Norway, Latvia, Morocco, Slovenia, Belgium, Tanzania, Taiwan, Panama, Austria, Pakistan, Ireland, and a few people who decide that they want to be hidden. So there are some new countries that popped in when I pulled the whole country list, which gets me every time because some of these people, it's just one, but sometimes it's more than one. So it's not just one group of people getting to a computer and saying, hey, I found this new thing. But it's more than one, because the last like quarter of the list is only one, but everybody else is more than one IP address. So either there's somebody who found it at home and then said, hey, you got to check this out. And they went to another place. So one told one and spread, because these are repeat things. People keep coming back from these countries. When I go through and I look at that total number of visitors, people used to just like pop in. There was like ones. They would come in and they would just sit there. Well, now our visitor count is almost three. Means each time that IP address comes for the first time, we record it. But when they come back again, we pay attention that they came back. Well, people are averaging three visits. That's three messages. They're not just going in there and saying, okay, well, I found you. They're coming back. Furthermore, I can tell that these people have bookmarked our website. They didn't just go out there and Google GTTN, by the way, that's our top keyword defining us, and there's another GTTN something website that does not go to us. But GTTN being a keyword search, you know, when you go in Google or Bing or Yahoo and you say find the, if you do GTTN, apparently it's hitting us more than anywhere else. That's our top keyword. That's a good thing to know, because we often say we're the GTTN. We don't always say glory to the nations, but there's another organization whose website is GTTN. I'm sorry. We outrank you, because I checked.
That's awesome.
We're getting them over you. You maybe want to talk to us. Just saying. When I go through and I look at all of the messages for the lifetime of our website, there was a message that you spoke, Pastor, back on May 24th called Knowing God Truth. That is our top message for the lifetime of our website.
Yeah. Amen.
The truth about God. Really. The whole world really wants to know. I love it. I love the truth of God, because I walk around in my daily life and I look at these people and go, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I'm not going to be arrogant and sit there and say I know everything, but these people that I'm in the world with, they're scary. I have a new person coming into my company, and a coworker went out to lunch with this new person, and he said, boy, this guy makes our president of our company look like a heathen. I said, really, why? He said, well, because we went over to the blah, blah, blah restaurant, and he made us say grace before we had lunch. I was like, this is new? You don't thank God all the time that you have food on the table? He's like, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't publicly say grace. It's like, okay, well, I may not walk into a restaurant personally and say grace, but I'm thankful all the time. Okay, maybe I should say it more. But if you're going to look at another person and think that they're a heathen because they said grace in a public restaurant, what does it say about you? And you call yourself a religious person. Just saying, you know who you are. It's an interesting conversation. When I look at the rest of the stats of things, it gives me how much robots go out and find us. Robots are these little things that people put on the internet to go find new stuff. We call them bots. Google is a big bot finder, and the Google bot finds us a lot. Well, that's an important fact for us, because Google recently changed their privacy policy and their search information, and they made it harder for the world to reach a Google statistic. And we still reach Google. Not only do we reach Google, but we're reaching Google something in the 4,500 plus 1,700 hits. So what's that, 7,000 times? So Google, which is pretty strict about what they go and let you find, likes us. I'm working on changing a few things. I want to make it better. Better is always good. I want to put it out there more often. I know how long people sit on our website. I know what they're looking at. No, I'm not spying on you, but really what I'm saying to the rest of the world is, if you can go out and find out what your address is beyond the physical space that you're sitting in your interweb space, find out what your address is. Because I have a whole list of addresses of people who come and visit us, and there's one particular address that comes out more often than most. In fact, it comes up so much, it's only second to me putting the messages on the website. And that person's address starts with a 69. And if you're out there and you go find your IP address and your IP address starts with a 69, come send me a message. Because I know you're in the United States. I know that you're hosted by Comcast, but that's all the information I know. I don't know what state you're in. I don't know what anything else about where you are, but I do know that you're a hungry person. And if you're that hungry that you're coming onto our website almost as much as me putting the messages on the website, I would love to touch base with you. Besides the fact that anytime I make changes to the website, it'd be nice to have feedback from someone other than the core group of our ministry. And I don't know who you are, but I would love to talk to you. Please send me a message. Find your IP address at whatsmyip.org. If it starts with 69, send me a message. Say, hey, I'm a 69er. I'll ask you the rest of it. If you want to share the whole thing right off the bat, I can find out if you're my person. Then there's another one that starts at 107. I don't remember what country 107 is, but I was pretty sure that was not the United States. These people are hungry. I can't wait to pull this report every quarter, because if I get to see this much information on a regular basis of how people are coming in, I love you people. You're an amazing group of people in the world. And all of these countries that come in here, 195 total countries in the world, and we've got 63.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And we want to be your friend. We want to be your friend, and we want